two-minute drill from Points of Truth Ministries of Crusade Church.
Paul wrote Titus saying, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds." We see here that Jesus redeemed us from every lawless deed in order that we would be a people zealous for good deeds, and that the grace of God actually instructs us to deny ungodliness. The role of the sacrifice was to save us, and the role of obedience to his commandments is to bear good and righteous fruit. True salvation, grace, and faith demands good works. Jesus in you will transform you into his glorious likeness. Jesus died and was planted to reproduce himself in us, that we might bear his righteous fruit in our lives. When I was a boy, we had a large garden, and every year the earth had to be broken up and then tilled until it was suitable to receive seed. We planted every seed with the full assurance that it would grow and produce a harvest. Without seed, there can be no harvest. We expected each seed to reproduce after its own kind. If we planted corn, we knew that it would produce corn and not peas. Each seed was buried beneath the earth and had to die to what it was to become a fruit-bearing plant. When the fullness of time arrived, we would come expecting to reap the harvest of our labor. God does the same. Jesus looked over the multitudes that follow him and told his disciples that the fields were ripe for harvest, then urged them to pray that God would send laborers to work the harvest. If God has planted you in his field, he has planted you in Jesus and Jesus in you, and he is expecting you to bear the holy fruits beginning with obedience to his commandments.
For more information, visit our website, pointsoftruth.com.